I'm going to be using a lot of scriptures today, so you may want to just write them down. You may want to just, you know, turn to them if you have time. But we're going to be talking today about something that sometimes we get a little bit uncomfortable talking about. But there's a song entitled, Fill My Cup, Lord. And that's a song that I've heard all my life. I'm sure it's a song you've heard all of your life. Part of it says, Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Now, the only time you lift something up is when you want something, right? If you've got enough drink, you don't lift your cup up. But if a waitress is walking by and you want more to drink, you hold it up. Same thing here. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. And folks, only He can do that. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup. Fill it up and make me whole. Now, we don't have time to cover everything today that I want to cover. I fully understand that there are different kinds of blessings. There are the spiritual blessings. And the Bible says that we are blessed with all spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus in the heavenlies. That is a very vital part of our blessing. We don't have time to cover that one today. We are going to be talking about the manifested blessings in our lives. We feel guilty sometimes of seeking God's blessings. But we shouldn't. We need to seek God's blessings, but we also need to seek how to be a blessing to other people. We have to be blessed to be a blessing. If you don't have it, you can't share it. I don't care what it is. If it's a talent, if you don't have a talent to play the piano, you can't do it. And you can't be a blessing to other people. If you don't have a talent to sing, you can't bless other people with it. If it's finances, and something comes up, and you, with all of your heart's desire, want to give to it, but you don't have the extra finances, you can't be a blessing to others in that regard. If it's wisdom, I had a guy this week, when I got home, about a 3-page email, he said, I need your wisdom. Well, he didn't really need my wisdom, he needed God's wisdom. And so I actually told him, said, let me think about this and let me pray about this, and then I'll get back to you. And I told him that yesterday. I said, I'll get back to you on Sunday afternoon. So I've got to do that when I go home today. But folks, if God doesn't give me the wisdom, guess what? I have nothing to share with Him. So if we don't have it, we can't share it with others, whether, like I said, it's a talent, finances, wisdom, whatever it is. We also need to understand that we are blessed, let me reword that, we are naturally blessed just because we are God's children. Remember the prodigal son? He did everything that was against what his father stood for and believed in. He was actually a disgrace to his father and to his father's family. But when he decided to come home, he went to his dad and he said, Dad, I am no more worthy to be called your son. Make me a servant and I will be happy. What did his dad say? I'm going to put this in Arkansas terms, but he said, you've got to be kidding. Go kill the fatted calf. Get a ring, put it on his finger, put the finest coat that we have, put shoes on this boy's feet. My son, not my servant, my son has come home. So just by the fact that he was this man's son, he was blessed. Folks, just because we are children of God, we are blessed. And we need to understand that we are blessed. And we need to understand what it means to be blessed. Let me tell you this right up front. I want you to listen very, very closely to me about what it means to be blessed. It has nothing to do with sneezing. The only time you ever hear somebody say bless you is what? When they sneeze. It has nothing to do. Where did we even come up with that one? We won't even go there. I really don't have a clue. But it has nothing to do with that. The word blessed, if you look it up in Strong's Concordance or Webster's Dictionary, it has three basic definitions. It means to cause to prosper or to cause to succeed. It means to make happy. And the one that I really like, it means to have supernatural favor with God. To have supernatural favor with God. Just like the prodigal son had supernatural favor with his dad, didn't he? We have supernatural favor with God. Now I want you to listen to these scriptures I'm going to read here. This tells you how important the blessing is to God to bestow upon us. Galatians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14 says, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, Cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Jesus died to bring us the blessing. Let me cut out some of the wording in those verses and get right down to the main point there. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse, that the blessing of Abraham might come on us. Jesus Christ died so that we could be blessed. God wants us to be blessed. In the Garden of Eden, God wanted Adam and Eve blessed. And they were blessed until they messed it up. When we get to heaven, we already know we are going to be blessed. But God wants us blessed here and now. God bestowed great blessings upon Abraham and upon his descendants. And guess what, folks? The Bible tells us that we are spiritual descendants of Abraham through Jesus Christ. I want to read to you, and you may want to turn over there with me. Deuteronomy chapter 28. This is exciting stuff. This is God's desire for us. The nation of Israel, as long as they obeyed God, they were blessed. Abraham was blessed of God. Everybody in the Bible that ever obeyed God and sought God was blessed. They had supernatural favor with God. This is going to be quite lengthy, but I want you to really listen because this spells out in detail the description of the blessing that God desires for us. Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 1, this first verse is the prerequisite for God's blessings. In other words, it's what we have to do to be blessed. It says, And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. Let me stop right there for just a second. If we do not hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord God, and if we do not observe and do His commandments, you can forget everything we're getting ready to read. In fact, you need to start in verse 15 and read on down, because it talks about the curses that will come on you. But if you do diligently hearken unto the voice of the Lord, God said that these things will come to pass. Starting in picking up in verse 2, And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city. And remember, blessed means prosperous, happy, and have supernatural favor with God. So blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be the basket, or thy basket, and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way, and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses, and in all thou settest thy hand to do, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee and holy people unto him, as he hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, and in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain into thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them. That is a remarkable blessing. But folks, just like I shared with you, that is God's desire for us. But again, we have to go back to the prerequisite. We have to hearken diligently unto the Lord's voice and obey all of his commandments. We want the blessings without being obedient. And it just does not work that way. It never has worked that way. It never will work that way. Now, I want to look for just a few moments on how much we should desire to be blessed. Because in reality, I don't meet very many Christians that have a desire to be blessed. When I say they don't have the desire, they're not willing to put out the effort it takes to be blessed. In Genesis chapter 32, in verse 24, a very familiar passage of Scripture, it says, "And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him." Now, let me stop right there for a second. This was not an ordinary man. This was Jesus Christ in the pre-incarnate state. In other words, before Jesus was born on this earth. Everything you study, everything you read, you dig down into the meaning of this word, it was not a typical ordinary man. And these next two verses bring that to light very, very well. So we need to read it with that in mind. It says, "And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the thigh, or the hollow of Jacob's thigh, was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said," and this is talking about the man said, "and he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And Jacob said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me." Oh, that we could have that kind of a desire. How long has it been since you prayed through? And I preached on this not long ago, but folks, we really, as Christians, need to ask ourselves, how serious are we about being in God's will so God can bless us the way he wants to bless us? Our forefathers used to spend hours in prayer. We used to have, it was a reputation of the grandmothers that prayed. You don't hear much about that anymore. We need prayer warriors. In fact, every single one of us needs to be prayer warriors. We need to be just like Jacob. We need to refuse to let go until we know that God has blessed us. We pray flimsy, feeble prayers and expect God to do great things. Well, folks, it does not work that way. Hebrews 11:6 tells us that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So how long should we pray? We should pray until we know that God is going to bless us and give us what we desire. You may say, well, that's so arrogant. That's not arrogant. That's doing what God told us to do. He said that He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. And you can go through the Bible and it spells that out time after time after time after time. And a lot of people don't believe that God wants us to be blessed. And you start talking about it and you can just see some people, and I can see a few today just cringing like, that can't be. It is. God said in Matthew 6:33, seek Me and My kingdom and My righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Over, I think it's in Ezekiel, talking about King Hezekiah, said that he was greatly blessed of the Lord, and as long as he sought God, God continued to bless him. God wants us to be blessed. He desires for us to be blessed. Like I said, if you don't have it, you can't give it. Whether it's finances or talents or wisdom or whatever it is. And if you notice the things that I read there in Deuteronomy, it was not all about money. It said if your enemies come up against you in one direction, they will have to flee from you in seven different directions. It said God would make you the head and not the tail. Those are not things about money. A lot of times when we think blessing, we think only money. It's not only money. It's supernatural favor of God. Supernatural favor of God. And we need to seek God until we know we have what we need from God. Just like Jacob did. And I have an illustration that I can relate to. You may not be able to. But several years ago, I was coming home from Dallas at 2 o'clock in the morning, came around the corner, hit a slick spot, and my little Ford Explorer that Larry's driving still, that thing's an amazing vehicle. I hit that slick spot, and I went about 8 or 9 times around this way, and then I went about 8 or 9 times around this way, and finally hit the side of the road and just turned it over. If I'd had a passenger, it would have never turned over. In fact, I wish I'd had one more angel on that side and probably wouldn't have turned over. But when I'm driving, rings absolutely bug me to pieces. So I took my rings off, and I can't get them off today. But I had my rings laying in the ashtray. I had my wedding ring, and I actually had the ring that Mom gave me when Dad passed away in the ashtray. Well, I told you about all the spinning I did and just barely turned over. Well, the first thing I did was I've got to find my rings. Everything else in the vehicle I can replace. I found Dad's ring almost immediately down next to the emergency brake. Could not find my wedding ring. It was 2 o'clock in the morning. I called 911, got the police on the way out, and all that. I was still looking for the ring. I looked until they hauled the vehicle away. Could not find the ring. Diane and I went to the body shop the next day after church, and I said, I've got to find it. She said, we can replace it. I said, I want that ring. We looked and looked and looked. Finally found it under the back seat, under the carpet in that vehicle. How long was I going to look for that ring? Folks, I knew it was in the vehicle because the windows were up. There was no windows busted out even when I turned over. I knew it was in there. I was going to look until I found it. The problem with us is we will pray and pray and pray, and if we don't see any manifested answer, we quit praying. Jacob wrestled all night and still refused to let go until he got blessed. I hope that sinks into us. Let me give you one more example. Jabez, in 1 Chronicles chapter 4 and verse 10, said to God, oh, that you would bless me indeed. In other words, oh, that you would bless me a lot. And then the Bible says this a most amazing thing. It says, God granted him that which he requested. Did you notice that God did not criticize him for asking to be blessed? He said, God granted him that which he requested. And it goes on and tells us that Jabez was an honorable man. He was a righteous man. God knew that Jabez was going to take it and that he was going to be a blessing to others. He was in tune with God, so he was going to be sensitive to what God told him to do with those blessings. Maybe the reason we're not blessed is simply because we're not asking. That could be one challenge. And a lot of it's in our perspective. Again, I'm trying not to be critical. I'm just pointing out, folks, even today I can see some of you going, that can't be. But it is. But let's say that you're convinced that you should be asking for blessings from God. How much blessing should you be asking for? Now, here's where it's going to get a little tricky. That song says, "Fill my cup, Lord." Most of us have a cup about like this. Because that's all that we can see God blessing us with. And folks, maybe that's all you need. But that's definitely not enough for you and to share with somebody else, is it? But a lot of us see ourselves as getting just a little bit of a blessing. Some of us see a cup about like this. See, it's in our perspective. We may think we need to be blessed. We may be convinced now that we need to be blessed. But how much do we need blessed? Well, if we're blessed that much, then we're going to be able to have more. But again, we're going to be able to share more and be a blessing to others. God told Abraham, said, "You will be blessed and you will be a blessing." In fact, he said, "All nations of the earth will be blessed by you." Folks, God could not bless the whole earth if Abraham had this in mind. God would even have a hard time blessing the whole earth with that in mind. But let's say that we really stretch it and we get up to where we want God to bless us and to get our cup overflowing. Now we can do something more with it, can't we? We can be blessed and we can be a blessing to others. But I want to stretch your mind even further. I want us to have what I'm going to call the God-sized blessing, the Deuteronomy 28-sized blessing. Let's say we had this full of your favorite beverage, whatever your favorite beverage is. You know, mine's water. But let's say we had it full of your favorite beverage. And I started here with Brother Carl and said, "Brother Carl, take a drink. Chris, take a drink. Oops, Sandy, we're out." But if I had this full, I said, "Brother Carl, take a drink. Brother Chris, take a drink. Sister Sandy, take a drink. Diana, take a drink." Get the picture? We could be a blessing to a whole lot more people. So what size cup are we wanting God and believing God to fulfill? And again, folks, it's not all about money. Yes, money you can do more things with. We would all feel very blessed if God blessed somebody in our congregation with enough finances to pay off our building, wouldn't we? But again, it's not all about money. It's about talents and wisdom and teaching ability, and just being blessed in ways that we need. And we need all kinds of blessing. We need all kinds of ability. We need God to bless us. And again, you have to believe that God wants you blessed, or you never will be blessed. But God wants us blessed. One final story. If you remember, God told the children of Israel, the nation of Israel, They had just come out of bondage, and he said, I'm going to give you the promised land that flows with milk and honey. Here they had come out of bondage with just barely enough food to survive. Their shelter was not adequate whatsoever. And God said, I'm going to give you this land that has, it flows with milk and honey, cities that you didn't even build, vineyards that you didn't even plant, all these things that you didn't even work for, I will give it to you. But they couldn't see this. I'm not even sure they could see this. Because of their unbelief, they died in the wilderness. Because of their unbelief, they had to wait for their kids to come up, and I'm sure they were telling their kids, you need to believe God. We didn't believe God, that's why we're stuck in this mess. God promised us the promised land. That land right over there, the land you can see right over there. I'm sure on a daily basis they told their kids, whatever God tells you to do, you do. Remember Deuteronomy 28, those that diligently hearken unto the voice of the Lord will get the blessings. I'm sure their parents were telling them, you need to believe God for what he said. But because of their unbelief, the first generation, everybody that was 20 years of age or older, died in the wilderness. Folks, do not follow their example. Go by what the Word of God has to say. Now, one last point, and I'm really hoping God allows me to expound upon this further in the next couple of weeks, because this is the key to the whole thing. So many times we are so busy, if we truly believe that we should be blessed, we are so busy seeking the things that God has promised us that we miss God. We're seeking His hands when we should be seeking His face. Remember, quoted you Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and the things will come. Don't seek the things. In other words, don't seek, and this sounds crazy, I know, but don't seek the blessings. Seek the blesser. And the things will come. I know that's probably hard to put your hands around and to wrap your mind around. But to be blessed, you can't seek the blessing. You have to seek the blessor. Just like the prodigal son went to his dad and said, Dad, I am no longer worthy to be your son. Just make me your servant. And his dad said, you can forget that. You're my son. You're blessed. That scripture says when the son came to himself, see, he had the things and wasted all of it with riotous living. He said, I don't want the things anymore. I want my father. He went back to his father, and his father made sure he had the things. That's why being blessed is so exciting. When we get blessed, folks, is when we are so close to God that God is all we want. The things, we're like, okay, I've got the things. Now who can I bless with the things? I just want my Father. I want my Father. I want God so bad. And I want God to expand my thinking that I don't think about the little things anymore. I try to think about the big things that God can do in and through me. If I'll just turn my life and all that I have and all that I am over to Him. So yes, we do need to seek the blessings, but we do that by seeking the blessor. And by seeking Him with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, and all of our strength. I'm going to ask Bill to come with a song of invitation. Ask the congregation to stand with us. Father, I come before you. I thank you that from the very beginning, from the Garden of Eden, all the way up to now, and all the way through eternity, Father, you want us blessed. Jesus died and took the curse upon him that we might be redeemed from the curse and that we might receive the blessing of Abraham upon ourselves. You paid a high price for us to be blessed. So God, help us not to shy away from it. But help us to understand also, Father, that to be blessed, we can't seek the things. We have to seek you. We have to seek your face. We have to look way beyond your hands. And have to climb up in your lap and put your hands in your face in our hands, and to look deep into your eyes and to really get to know you. And that we have to be willing to do the commandments that you have given us. And when we do that, Father, then you tell us all of the things that we were seeking for will be ours. Then we can live in peace. Because, Father, your word tells us that the blessing does not bring any sorrow with it. Because the blessing no longer is as important as it is that our relationship with you is where it should be. I ask, Father, this morning, if anyone else has a need this morning, that you would give them the courage and the boldness to bring that need to you. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.